Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're halfway through the month of March now, and today is our News Watch unit. And we're going to be focusing on a couple of things that actually have to do with Taiwan here. Rukai Village has been added to the World Heritage List. That's quite an honor.
Yeah.
And also, Taiwan dogs are now an officially recognized breed. So if you breed that kind of dog and sell it overseas, you could make a ton of money.
Really?
Possibly.
There's the Formosan Mountain Dog that's become an official breed. So it's no longer considered a mutt. Yeah, mutt is a dog that has lots of different, I guess, breeds in it.
Mixed blood,
it's
I guess.
It's a mixed blood,
mutt.
Well,
so,
cool.
Yeah, this is what this is all about. So instead of talking some more, I think we're just going to shut up and actually read through our articles right now.
Cool.
And please listen carefully. Rukai Village added to World Heritage List. An increasing amount of attention has been given to cultural sites across Taiwan in recent years. This trend has continued with the announcement that a largely abandoned Rukai Village in Pingdong County has been added to a list of important world monuments published by the World Monuments Fund in New York, U.S. Although just one couple lives there now, the village used to be home to the Rukai Aboriginal people and was commonly called Kukapungane. According to legend, the Rukai chose the site to build their village when a Formosan clouded leopard led them there. The village was included on the list not only because of its 600 years of history, but also due to the unique way in which the houses there were constructed. They were built of hand-cut black and gray stone plates. The World Monuments Fund said it hoped including the village on its list would bring attention to the fragile remains of Kukapungane, neglected for over four decades, as well as the Rukai heritage.
Taiwan dogs are an officially recognized breed. A certain breed of dog can now have the name Taiwan attached to it, making it the first species of dog native to Taiwan to be internationally recognized. That breed is known as the Taiwan dog, or the Formosan Mountain dog. This came as a result of the efforts of a group of Taiwan dog enthusiasts who submitted the request for a new species certification to the Fédération Cynologique Internationale, FCI, which is known as UN for Dogs, in 2004. Before granting certification, the Federation spent 10 years observing the dog's characteristics to see whether they stay the same even after generations of breeding. Unofficially, Taiwan dogs have been documented for more than 100 years and were used by Aboriginal people as hunting dogs. Modern Taiwan dogs have square-shaped bodies, long legs, short hair, curved tails, and standing ears. They are fiercely loyal, alert, powerful, and smart. It's even been said that just three Taiwan dogs are enough to fight off a bear. They have become another pride of Taiwan that is internationally recognized.
Okay, we've got a couple of news stories to talk about today. So first of all, let's talk about a little Aboriginal village down in Pingdong County. It's a Rukai village, and it has been added to the World Heritage List. There's a list of villages, I guess, or important cultural sites in the world. This list is created by some kind of organization in New York. We'll get to that in just a second here, but this is a Rukai village. And if we're talking about something having to do with heritage, that means we're talking about the things that belong to a culture or a country, their valued objects or qualities, cultural traditions and stuff like that. We, of course, have the World Heritage Sites from the United Nations that include all sorts of things like the pyramids of Egypt or the Great Wall of China. Those are World Heritage Sites, but this is a World Heritage List. I don't think the Rukai Village is big enough to get on the UN's list there, but this is still quite an honor.
Yeah, That's really, really cool. Now, an increasing amount of attention, people are paying more attention, has been given to cultural sites across Taiwan in recent years. Taiwan's become more famous. More and more people no longer confuse Taiwan with Thailand. I remember when I came here years and years ago, people kept saying I was going to Thailand. I said, no, Taiwan.
Oh, you're from Taiwan? Hey, can we have some pot Thai? That's pretty tasty. No, you're thinking of Thailand there.
Yeah.
But yes, indeed, there has been an increasing amount of recognition or attention given to cultural sites across Taiwan in recent years. And this trend has continued with the announcement that a largely abandoned Rukai village in Pingdong County has been added to this particular list. So this is an announcement, which means somebody gives some information, usually to the public here, some kind of formal statement. It could be an announcement from the government, or it could be an announcement in your family. Yeah, we have an announcement to make.
We're getting married.
We're getting married,
yeah.
Or something like
we're
that.
We're having a baby next week.
We're going to buy a new house or something. We've decided to trade in our old Volkswagen for a new Toyota Corolla. Maybe that's not important enough to actually
or,
have a family.
Or, you know, hey, we're moving to Japan for 2 years. We'll be back. So there are lots of things you can announce. This trend of looking and paying more attention to cultural sites across Taiwan continued on when they announced that they are making an abandoned Rukai village in Pingdong County, making it part of the World Heritage List. So it's kind of really quite cool. I've never seen this myself. Have you seen this, Tommy?
I think I've seen pictures. They describe the houses here, and I think I have seen pictures, but no, I have not been to this village in Pingdong County, but it is a largely abandoned Rukai village in Pingdong County. If something's abandoned, that means it has been just left behind. It has been neglected.
Deserted.
I could say that, my goodness, there are a lot of abandoned cars in Taipei, especially on streets where they don't charge for parking. There are these cars that are just sitting there, and they've been sitting there for years. They are abandoned vehicles.
Sometimes people abandon their pets, which is so mean. You should never do that. But it's been largely abandoned, but they want to make sure it survives. So they've added it to the World Heritage List, which means in the future, it will be getting some money to be taken care of so it doesn't just disappear from lack of attention. So it's being added to the list, which is kind of cool. We should feel very proud of this. Now, although just one couple lives there now, the village used to be home to the Rukai Aboriginal people. So there's only one couple there. It's kind of abandoned, you could say. Now, if you're talking about Aborigines or Aboriginal people, you're talking about a human race. There are people who existed in a land from the earliest times and were here long before, you could say, colonists started arriving from other lands and other continents.
Right. Sort of the native inhabitants of an area, I guess. And, of course, Taiwan has many different Aboriginal tribes, like the Amis and the Atayal and the Rukai, etc. Well, it was commonly called Kukapungane. I hope I said that right, because I don't really speak Rukai. But in any case here, yes, that's what it was commonly called. I don't know what the Mandarin name for this village is, but according to legend, the Rukai chose the site to build the village when a Formosan clouded leopard led them there. I think that's Taiwan Yunbao, the Formosan clouded leopard. And this is a legend here, according to an old story. They chose the site to build this village because this clouded leopard led them there. It went there, and they followed after this leopard, and they thought, ooh, this looks like a good place for a village, and it's got to be good because this leopard just took us here.
Now, notice we're saying it was according to a legend. A legend is a traditional story that's passed down through time, through ages. They're typically not true, but sometimes you find out there are some parts of the stories that are true. So it's according to a legend, this is how this village actually, you know,
started
to exist, you could say, was that this leopard led them there. The village was included on the list not only because of its 600 years of history, but also due to the unique way in which the houses there were constructed. So it's 600 years old. It's been around a long, long time. I think we should protect all of our historical sites. That's just me. I love that stuff. And so it's been around for 600 years. But if you don't take care of things, they disappear after time. So thank goodness they were listed on this World Heritage Site list so that they will receive funds so that people can take care of this area. Now, why is it unique? Well, it's not just because it's old. It's been around a long time. But the way they built the houses long ago is quite different, quite unique, very different from what we see today. If you construct something, it's a verb we use to mean you build or erect something, usually something big like a building, a house, a road, even a machine or a bridge.
Exactly. So this was built in a special way. At least the houses there were constructed in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
They were built of hand-cut black and gray stone plates. A plate, of course, is something that's kind of long and round or maybe square, but flat, basically. So they took these plates and piled them up, and they were hand-cut, which means they used tools and cut them out of mountains or wherever by using their bare hands or maybe some other tools. But that still is a unique method of construction, and indeed, these houses should be preserved. Okay, moving on now to the next paragraph. It says, the World Monuments Fund said it hoped including the village on its list would bring attention to the fragile remains of Kukapungane, neglected for over four decades, as well as the Rukai heritage. So basically, this particular organization, the World Monuments Fund, said, yes, we put this village on our list so that people will notice that this village has these fragile remains. Fragile means easily broken.
Yeah.
Glass is fragile. Handle with care. Remains is something that is left over, the remains of a village, or sometimes it refers to someone after they have passed away. The remains will be buried in the cemetery, for example. And yes, they've been neglected, or they've just been kind of forgotten about, and people aren't taking care of them. Neglected, and it's been going on for a long time. So hopefully this will bring some attention to that, and people will work to preserve this wonderful heritage site.
That would be awesome. Okay, guys, we're going to take a short break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue on to our second story about Taiwan dogs.
大家好，我是Alice， 欢迎收听English Digest。 今天我们要来介绍 Unit 9 News Watch 的两篇新闻。首先，第一篇新闻是 Rukai Village added to World Heritage List， 台湾卢凯族石板屋名列世界文化资产。 课文的第二段叙述关于卢凯族遗址的传说，还有石板屋的特色。我们看到这一段的第一句， Although just one couple lives there now, the village used to be home to the Rukai Aboriginal people and was commonly called Kukapungane. 虽然现在只有一对夫妻住在那边，这座村落以前是卢凯族原住民的家，一般称作Kukapungane。 这边我们来看片语 used to 加原形动词的用法和其他容易混淆的片语。 used to 加原形动词，意思是曾经、过去经常。 这边的to 是不定词，所以后面接的是原形动词。例如， It's surprising that Mark became a literature professor because he used to hate reading books. 马克成为文学教授真是令人惊讶，因为他过去一向很讨厌看书。另外有个片语是be used to 加原形动词，意思是被用来怎么样。要注意这里的 used 是被动语态。举个例子，These drugs are used to relieve acute symptoms of asthma. 这些药被用来舒缓气喘的急性症状。 常常被搞混的片语还有 be or get used to 加 ving 或是名词，习惯于、适应于什么的意思。由于这边的 to 是介系词，所以后面如果是动词的话，就必须接 ving。例如 It took the Englishman a long time to get used to living in the tropics. 那位英国人花了很久的时间才适应热带地区的生活。接下来我们看到第二段的第三句。The village was included on the list not only because of its 600 years of history, but also due to the unique way in which the houses there were constructed. 这座村落之所以被纳入重要遗址的名单，不单单是因为它有600年的历史，也因为那里的房子是以独特的方式建成。这边我们来看关系副词的用法。关系副词等于介系词，像是 in, on, at 等等，再加上关系代名词 which。它兼具副词还有连接词的功用，可以用来引导形容词子句，表示时间就用 when， 表示地方就用 where， 理由就用 why， 方法则是用 how 等等。以课文来说，后半句还原后应该是 due to the unique way which the houses there were constructed in， 而表示方法的关系副词是 how， 所以我们也可以说 due to how the houses there were constructed。 要注意的是 the way 和 how 不能同时使用。再举个例子， Economics is the social scienceThat analyzes the way in which money, industry, and trade are organized in a society. 经济学是一门社会科学，分析金钱、产业和贸易在社会中如何运作。我们也可以说 ，Economics is the social science that analyzes the way that money, industry, and trade are organized in a society. 或是我们也可以说Economics is the social science that analyzes how money, industry, and trade are organized in a society.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue to our next news story. It's entitled, Taiwan Dogs Are an Officially Recognized Breed. If you talk about a breed of dogs, it's a kind of a pure breed of dog, like Collies or Boston Terrier or German Shepherds or Pit Bulls. Those are different kinds of breeds of dog. This is an officially recognized breed. Sometimes dog breeds are not recognized by some kind of organization. They think, that's just a mutt or that's nothing special. It's not a breed. But I guess a dog here in Taiwan is now actually a breed.
It's very exciting because not all dogs are recognized breeds. So congratulations to the Formosan Mountain Dog for making the list. Now, a certain breed of dog can now have the name Taiwan attached to it, and this makes it the first species of dog native to Taiwan to be internationally recognized. Hallelujah. If you attach something to something else, you put it together. You connect to those two things. So now we've got a dog that actually, in its name, can have the name Taiwan there, which is so exciting. I'm very happy about this news.
Me too. I'm so ecstatic about this. And of course, in Taiwan here, sometimes when they give animals names, they use the word Taiwan. Sometimes they use Formosan, because that's an old name of Taiwan, like the Formosan Blue Magpie, for example, Taiwan Lanque. And so here it's the Taiwan Mountain Dog. It has the word Taiwan attached to it, which means connected to it. It's a part of the name, and it's the first dog species in Taiwan to be recognized internationally. Now, that breed is known as the Taiwan Dog. That's one name for it. That's a pretty simple name there. Or the Formosan Mountain Dog. That sounds more unique, more special. The Formosan Mountain Dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that name better, too. It also describes kind of where he comes from. He's a mountain dog. He's not a city dog or a park dog. He's a mountain dog. And usually mountain dogs are pretty fierce. Let's talk about what this, how this came about first. How did this happen? Well, it came as a result of the efforts of a group of Taiwan dog enthusiasts. If you're an enthusiast, it just means you're a fan of something. We know a couple of months ago, Star Wars was released, and there were a lot of Star Wars enthusiasts who camped out for tickets and to be the first to see the movie. Well, this group of people, they love the Taiwan dog. They're fans of the Taiwan dog.
Mm-hmm. These are dog enthusiasts, and they probably looked at dog books published overseas, and they kept getting really angry. You know, they've got the collies and German shepherds and stuff like that, but how come the Formosan mountain dog isn't in there?
Yeah.
It's an injustice. We've got to do something about this. So they submitted this request for a new species certification to the Fédération Cynologique.
Cynologique.
Okay, that's good. International, or the FCI, that's a French name, and of course I don't know French here, but in any case here, they submitted this request. If you submit something, that means you give it to someone formally. You could submit an application to a university, for example, if you want to go study there. This is a formal request that they turned in or submitted to this federation. It's a request for certification. That means you get some kind of officially recognized certificate, some kind of document that says, yes, indeed, this is true, this is the case, this is a real breed of dog.
Yeah, so they're certifying that the dog is a new breed or a real breed that deserves recognition around the world. Kind of cool. Now, this organization, the FCI, they're also known as the UN for Dogs, the United Nations for Dogs.
I don't think that's really the United Nations.
No.
Kind of like a...
Kind of funny. They represent dogs around the world, you could say that. Now, they first submitted their request quite a while ago, over 10 years ago, in 2004. It took them that long to become certified, you could say. Now, before granting certification, if you grant something, you say, yes, this is this can go forward. We'll give you this. Before saying yes to the certification, the Federation, the FCI, they spent 10 years just observing or watching closely the Taiwan dog's characteristics to see whether they stayed the same even after generations of breeding. Sometimes after even one generation of breeding, those characteristics that a dog might have or be well known for change. I heard someone the other day write an article about how he was afraid the collie was going to become dumber because he was being groomed for these dog shows, and sometimes they groom for their appearance and not just their brains.
Mm.
And some of these dogs are known for being quite smart, especially hunting dogs. And we're going to find out what's special about the Taiwan dog's characteristics. Your characteristics are things that you are known for, that you have about you that are special. You might have a characteristic of being honest, always on time, cheerful. So these are typical of a person or a place or even a thing like a dog. These are features or qualities that you have. Those are your characteristics.
Very good. So they observed this dog for about 10 years to make sure its characteristics don't change after generations. Now, unofficially, Taiwan dogs have been documented for more than 100 years. So, yes, people in Taiwan and perhaps from other countries have known about this particular dog for many, many years. And they were used by Aboriginal people as hunting dogs. These, of course, are the first or original residents of Taiwan, the different tribes there. They used these dogs as hunting dogs when they went hunting for what, those wild pigs and maybe Formosan black bears or whatever.
Ooh,
that they used to hunt.
Scary.
And modern Taiwan dogs, these are some of their characteristics now. They have square-shaped bodies. They have long legs. They have short hair. They have curved tails. And they have standing ears. Okay, so different kinds of dogs might have more round-shaped bodies. These are square. Short legs, so these have long legs. Maybe they have long, shaggy hair. Well, these dogs have short hair. And these particular dogs also have curved tails instead of just straight ones. And then they also have standing ears, which are ears that stand up naturally, okay? Mm. Some dogs, of course, have floppy ears, like golden retrievers, I think. Their ears are floppy ears. They don't stand, whereas the Taiwan hunting dog or the mountain dog has these ears that just stand up naturally, straight up in the air.
They look kind of thin to me, actually. I'm looking at some pictures of them right now on the internet. But they do. They, I guess they look closest to, say, a German Shepherd, maybe.
Okay.
They have very thin faces, though, that's for sure. They look smart. And their tails either go up or down. Their tails aren't necessarily always up.
And I'm sure they wag their tails if they're happy.
Yeah, but they are quite thin dogs. I bet they run a lot. That's why they're not so fat. Okay, so that's what they look like. They are fiercely loyal. If you're fierce, you have a lot of emotion to you. You can be fiercely loyal, which means you are very, very loyal to your friends. They never have to worry that you'll betray them. So if you're fierce, I would say a good word for fierce is being intense, very intense, or even maybe a little aggressive sometimes. You show a lot of emotion. You can be fiercely happy, fiercely honest. Anything that you feel very strongly about, you can say that you are fiercely that characteristic. They're also alert. You can tell they're alert. The way they stand, they look like they're ready to run at any moment. They're powerful and smart. It's even been said that just 3 Taiwan dogs are enough to fight off a bear. And we know how strong those bears are.
That's one tough dog. And they have become another pride of Taiwan that is internationally recognized. Of course, there are lots of things that can be described as the pride of Taiwan, like the various baseball players, or different kinds of food, or different kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got yet one more thing to be proud of, Taiwan. My
Yay!
Goodness, I'm losing count of all the things that Taiwan is proud of. That brings us to the end of our article for today, but we're going to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
接下来我们看到第二篇新闻. Taiwan dogs are an officially recognized breed. 国际认证, 台湾土狗证明台湾犬. 课文第二段描述台湾犬获得国际认证的过程。我们看到这一段的第一句, This came as the result of the efforts of a group of Taiwan dog enthusiasts who submitted the request for a new species certification to the FCI, which is known as UN for Dogs, in 2004. 这是一群台湾犬爱好者努力的结果。 他们在西元2004年提交新品种证明的申请，给被称为犬界联合国的世界畜犬联盟。这里我们看到动词submit, S-U-B-M-I-T, 在这边的意思是提交。例如我们可以说, All the students have to submit their term papers to the professor by the end of this month. 所有学生必须在这个月底前将学习报告交给教授。另外，submit也有遵守、屈从的意思，表示遵守的时候常用片语submit oneself to something, 也就是遵守某事。例如，soldiers are asked to submit themselves to military discipline. 军人被要求要遵守军纪，而表示屈从的时候。 后面常与介系词 to 搭配名词或是 ving, 例如 Anna refused to submit to her classmates' bullying. 安娜拒绝屈从于她同学的霸凌。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Woo, woo, woo. Thank you very much. We talked about dogs today, and we also talked about the Rukai Village. I don't know how to make a sound effect for that. In any case, that brings us to the end of our program. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Woof.